Chapter 1. My First Home.
I live in a big meadow with a pond and trees around it. During the day, I run in the meadow with my mother, and at night, I sleep next to her. There are 6 other colts in the meadow. I run with them too, and have great fun. But sometimes they kick and bite me. My mother always says,
"These colts are good, but they're not polite. You come from a family of famous horses. You must always be good and gentle, and never bite or kick."
My mother's name is Duchess, and she is old and wise. She is our master's favorite horse, and she always takes him to town in a small carriage. Our master is a kind man. He gives us a lot of oats, a big carrot, and a warm place to live. He always says nice things to us. Sometimes he gives us some sugar. We all love him. One day, I see a lot of dogs running in another green meadow, and they are barking loudly. "What's happening, Mother?" I ask.
"The dogs are running after a hare,"
she says.
"There is a hunt."
The dogs run fast, and the hare does too. There is a lot of noise. Finally, the dogs catch the poor hare and kill it. Then another sad thing happens. 2 horses and 2 men fall to the ground. One man gets up, but the other does not. The dogs are silent now, and everyone is looking at the man and the 2 horses.
"It's young George Gordon, the landowner's son,"
says Mother sadly.
"The poor young man is dead."
Only one horse gets up, but the other cannot because his leg is broken. Someone runs to the master's house and gets a gun. There is a loud shot, and the horse is dead. I am 4 years old now, and I am a handsome colt. I have a nice black coat and a white star on my forehead. One day, the landowner, Mr. Gordon, comes to look at me. He looks at my eyes, my teeth, and my legs.
"When you break him in, I want to see him,"
says Mr. Gordon.
"Very well, Mr. Gordon,"
says my master. He smiles at me and says,
"Tomorrow, I must break you in. I must teach you to wear a saddle and bridle and carry a person on your back. Then, I must teach you to pull a carriage."
"Tomorrow is an important day,"
says Mother quietly.
"Remember, you must always listen to your master and never bite or kick. And you must never jump when you're happy or stop when you're tired. Always be a good horse."
The next day, my master comes and talks to me quietly. Then he gently puts the bit into my mouth and the bridle on my face. The bit hurts my mouth and feels terrible. But my mother and other adult horses wear it too. Then my master puts a saddle on my back and says kind words to me. He slowly gets on the saddle and rides me around the meadow. I am happy when I carry him. After some time, he takes me to the blacksmith. The blacksmith puts on horseshoes. They are very heavy metal shoes, and I do not like them.
"Today, We're going to visit my friend Simon,
my master says. At Simon's house, I stay in a meadow with cows and sheep. Suddenly, a big train goes by, and it makes a lot of noise and smoke. I run to the other side of the meadow because I am afraid. But the cows and sheep do not move. A lot of trains go by, but they do not hurt me, so I am not afraid of them. Sometimes I pull the carriage with my mother, and she teaches me a lot of things.
There are many kinds of masters,
she says.
Some are good, but others are bad and cruel. You must always listen to them and remember the good name of your family.
In May, one of Mr. Gordon's men comes and takes me away. My master says,
Goodbye, my friend. Be a good horse and always do your best.
I cannot say goodbye, so I put my nose in his hand. My new home at Mr. Gordon's is lovely. There is a big stable, and I have a comfortable stall. There is another horse in the next stall. Hello, what's your name? I ask.
My name is Merrylegs,
says the horse.
I carry the young ladies on my back. Are you my new neighbor?
Yes, I am.
Do you bite?
Asks Merrylegs. No, I don't, I answer. I only bite grass.
Oh, good. Because the horse in the other stall sometimes bites,
says Merrylegs.
She's a brown horse and her name is Ginger.